The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to kick things off with DIY. So there was a survey, it was actually done in the UK, pretty much you'd imagine the same things here. The most postponed home maintenance jobs. Now they include servicing boilers. I don't think anybody is suggesting that's a DIY job. But what about this? Cleaning behind the fridge, clearing gutters, replacing light bulbs, changing plugs, you name it. There is no shortage of things people put on the long finger or they pay somebody else to do. We sent our reporter Megan O'Halloran out onto the streets of Dublin to find out whether there are any DIY jobs here people hate to do.
Cleaning the gutters. I'd be getting paid for it, so whenever there's money there, I do it.
I don't know how to do any of them. I'm a 27-year-old man. I haven't a breeze anymore for it. My dad is disappointed in me all the time.
Okay. Yeah. And have you any will to learn, or you're just happy enough to call someone in?
That would come when I join a men's shed in my 60s. That's when I think I would get involved in DIY. Yeah.
No, I have no interest, so I don't know what we're going
to
do.
That's more up to my mom's boyfriend. He does everything. Like, I'd rather get someone in if it's like plumbing and stuff. But he knows how to do it, just not very well. He thinks he's a handyman, so he does it all himself. I don't think he's ever looked up anything in his life. He just thinks, a pipe, yes, I know what to do.
Getting rid of mice count. Yeah. DIY job. Yeah, we had a few mice. We had a bit of a mice infestation. And my housemate, Rory, he said we had to make sure that we got the mouse at least 4 kilometres away from the house. So I actually brought the mouse for a spin. We brought the live mouse out for a spin when we got rid of it and dropped it off. We lived in Middletown at the time.
Wow, there you go, a 4K spin for that little mouse. Actually, that person could come to my house with a little field mouse out in the shed. I saw it scurrying across the floor yesterday when I went out to get the dog food. Anyway, Pete the Builder with me. The Builder, as I mentioned, and the television personality, Suzanne Armstrong as well, DIY educator and content creator. Pete, are there certain DIY jobs everybody should be able to do?
100%. And not only is that 27-year-old's father ashamed of him, I am too. Like, I mean, come on. Everybody should be able to do some DIY jobs. Changing bulbs, changing a plug on an appliance, absolutely are, I wouldn't even call them DIY. They're household duties that any person should be able to do. Male and female should be able to do both of them. Every house should have its own small toolkit to take on these jobs. The main problem that people have is fear of the unknown, and they don't have the right tools to do the job. Go out there, spend a few quid and look at a couple of online tutorials, and before you know it, you'll become proficient.
What's the simplest job that somebody has paid you to do for them?
I've walked into many a house with half of the wallpaper stripped off the wall, and they said, we started here, we got to there, and we went to the pub, because they just...
Oh, Pete, that's a curse of a job, though. Stripping wallpaper is a curse. I'm with those people.
It is. I look, we do it all the time at Home Rescue, where we walk into houses and there's wallpaper everywhere, and it's literally all hands on deck. We've got to get us hooked in. There's a few simple principles to every DIY job that you can do with wallpaper. Peel off the vinyl stuff on the outside. You'll end up with like a brown paper at the bottom, and then you put a sponge of water, just warm water, doesn't have to have anything else in it. That will soak in and help you. The only problem is you may find 2 more layers below it.
So that I guess that's kind of a question of laziness, really, that people get halfway through that job and it's hard work, so they want someone else to do it for them. I assume that certain jobs, you know, you mentioned, say, changing the plug or doing anything with electrics, that might be straightforward, but because it's to do with electrics, people are just terrified.
And they should be rightfully so, because, again, you know, when it comes to electrics and comes to plumbing, I would definitely say do not touch anything past a simple light bulb or a socket, a plug, just a plug, I should say, sorry, not a socket, a plug, when it comes to electrics. When it comes to plumbing, there are, you know, you can certainly do fix a leak on a pipe and things like that. Obviously, don't start trying to service your boiler. Do not touch anything that has gas in it. Again, you know, we always hear the great stories where someone goes to change the kitchen sink tap and, you know, the whole neighbourhood gets flooded. So, again, have the right tools. Think about what you're going to do. Read the instructions and take it step by step. But you don't start with something like that. You start with an easy project. You start with something that is very manageable and you build up your confidence and you go from there.
Suzanne Armstrong, I mentioned as well, with us as well. Suzanne, how did you get into doing this? I mean, was it a case of trial and error?
Yeah, hey, Kieran. I have to say I agree completely with Pete. I didn't even, when I was asked about DIY jobs, like, I wouldn't consider changing a plug a DIY job. I got into it about 20 years ago. I'm just really independent, right? And my attitude is that, oh, I can do that. whether I can or not, I think I can do it, so I'll do it. And like back when I started, there was no YouTube, is what I'm saying, or social media. So it was just like you just figured it out as you went. Do you know what I mean? And like, so, you don't start with a big job. You start with something small and then your confidence grows.
What did you start with?
Yeah, well, so I moved house, so I was hanging up curtain poles and stuff, right? And that actually worked out fine. I remember my dad walked in and he went, "How did you do that? Where's the level?" And I'm like, "I don't have a level." He goes, "You have it straight." It's probably the only straight thing I ever hung without a level. But then I decided, and this is what I was saying, like, you have to make mistakes, right? And obviously the more you do it, the less mistakes you'll make and you'll get more confident and you'll know how to fix them. But when I first started, I decided I was going to make a dog kennel. Now, bear in mind, I knew nothing about wood, right? I just had this image in my head. I had no plans. And I went out and I got chipboard. Now, if you know anything, you don't use chipboard, right? And you definitely don't use it outside. But I decided, like, but I learned, like, what not to do. I learned that it was the wrong product. I learned how to cut wood. I learned how to screw it together. And now I can make kennels, like, no problem. But, like, you have to be willing to make the mistakes and not be afraid of making a mistake. That's what you're going to learn from.
Are there certain jobs, though, that you would shy away from still?
You know, like Pete said, I'm not going to touch electrics and plumbing. Like, I've run wires and the electrician has come out and connected it all up for me. Same with pipes. I ran pipes behind a wall, but the plumber came out and then connected everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and if I'm doing any job, I will always kind of, if I'm still a DIYer, I'm going to ask myself, is that structural? Like, could I really mess up? And if the answer is yes, I won't do it. But no, look, I think it comes down to having a bit of cough on and then a bit of confidence and be willing to do it. And like, if the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to say, "Oh, do you know what? I'm going to give that a go. And if I make a mistake, can I get somebody in to fix it?" And if you're willing for your pride to be a bit hurt and pay someone to come in and fix it, if you make the mistake, then you should go ahead and do it. No, I'm not talking big, huge jobs. But I've never had to get someone to fix it because the confidence is there and you'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's a nice metric to apply, Pete, isn't it? Like, I mean, it's thinking about the consequences. You know, if this goes wrong, if there's serious consequences, maybe that's the job you do shy away from. You get the expert in. If the consequence is just that you've done a shoddy job and you can get someone in to fix it, then by all means, have a go. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. But I wouldn't be advising anybody to start knocking down walls without somebody who's competent and who's seen it. You know? You're dead right. But again, Suzanne's a classic example. And my brother Stephen, who's a journalist, you know, I done all the jobs around my own mother's house and then his house at the start. But he bought his own house then. And now he's actually really enjoying doing DIY. He's bought himself a set of tools. And exactly as Suzanne said there, he's starting to learn and he's developing and he's increasing in confidence. And he's actually, every time we speak now, he's going, "Oh, wait, I'll tell you about the shelf I put up." Now, I'm going to be honest, it's not really entertaining news for me because I do it all the time. But it's great to see the confidence that he's got. And he just be buzzing over it. And the sense of achievement and self-pride in it is brilliant. And I really, really think it's a dying skill. And fair play to you, Suzanne, for doing it. I think it's brilliant. And as you can see, she's, like, you know, created her own little environment and her own kind of network. And she, like, you know, doing all the content creation is brilliant. You know, well able to do loads of different trade products or trade jobs. Now, it's super to see. And more people need to be doing this, male and female. Just educate yourself a little bit, get yourself a few tools and try it.
Yeah, Daniel's after texting in to say everybody should be able to do these basic jobs around the house. I was my father's shadow and learned how to do loads and got confidence to do so much more from him. My mother taught me everything I know. My father was as lazy as you know what, says somebody else. But I mean, they make a good point, don't they, Suzanne, about, you know, kind of monkey see, monkey do. And maybe, you know, us of a certain generation would have seen our parents do it. But if fewer and fewer people are doing it now, their kids won't see them doing it and they'll think, you just outsource everything. Anything that needs to be done in the house, you get someone in to do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I followed my dad around, like you said, and my dad would have been into DIY and I kind of followed him around. But my kids, I have three girls. They will think nothing of me walking around with a drill or taking out the saws or whatever. Do you know, and they will help. And it's brilliant because they don't see any difference in it. They just think it's normal. So I'm fairly confident they should be able to do stuff if they want to when they're older.
And Pete, you mentioned there a couple of times as well, looking at videos online. And I know Suzanne said when she started out, that resource didn't exist. It does exist now. There's almost nothing that you can't find a tutorial of online.
Absolutely. Even as far as putting in the product code, and it'll nearly tell you exactly how and where the product can be used. You'll have tutorials. Sometimes it's a very annoying sounding American person that's teaching you how to do it. But, you know, it's still worth investing the small amount of time to get the education. And you can get some really bespoke information about a very detailed product or a job that you're trying to do. I have three daughters as well, exact same as yourself, Suzanne. I have them very, very proficient at using little screw guns and things like that and measuring. It's life skills and as well as DIY, and I really, really do think that it should be done. And we get great crack out of it, like, you know, the little bit of competition between the two of them, who's going to use the next tool and who's going to be better at using it. And all of those things, we're having fun and creating memories while they're also learning a skill. It's brilliant. And getting the job done as well, so I'm even keeping the wife happy.
Well, listen, I have a daughter, and wait till I tell you this. Only a couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, I was doing a job outside. And I kind of went inside to do something. I went outside and she had the Tech 7 out and a gob of it stuck in her hair about 2 days before her Holy Communion.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that now. maybe there are certain jobs to keep them away from if they've got big days coming up. That's the advice from me anyway. Listen, Pete and Suzanne, thanks a million, both of you. Pete the Builder, Suzanne Armstrong, DIY educator, content creator. Kieran, my 15-year-old daughter assembled the IKEA drawers for her bedroom last night. My teenagers have no interest. It's bizarre. They say we should just pay for it. I won't change the tyres. I'm afraid the car will fall off the jack, says somebody else. And David in Mayo. You like this one. I had a mouse living in the wheel of my car for 3 years. Not a bother of them on him. But then I got a puncture one day and now he's living in a flat. Da-dum.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.